Robot or not, robot or not.
So Futurama, the TV series, has a lot of portrayals of robots in it. Have you seen Futurama?
Of course I have.
Okay. So there's Bender, the most well-known robot. He lives in the Robot Arms apartments, which are
made by Canada.
Yeah, it's that's good. Call back to the Canada arm. Yes, they built a whole apartment complex with that arm. Also, Calculon, star of All My Circuits, and Hedonism Bot, which might be an interesting question because Hedonism Bot doesn't move, it seems, and is sort of integrated into furniture. He's that hedonistic. So, what are your thoughts about the robots of Futurama?
Didn't we cover Hedonism Bot in a past episode?
I think it might have. People keep asking about it, but I don't think we've ever actually covered it. Although you can always check out robotornot.info to find out all the robots covered on this show. I'll just throw that out there. But yeah. I don't think Hedonism Bot officially got a reference. People are asking because I think they're looking for a loophole here, right? Part of the game is, how does John define these? Are there exceptions? Can we find a loophole? Like, if you would agree that Bender and Calculon are robots, because, you know, even though, yes, it's a cartoon, it's an animated show, but they seem like they're robots. And they're like, but John cares about movement. And Hedonism Bot doesn't seem to move, at least, or move around. He can kind of wave his arms and stuff and eat robot grapes or whatever.
Yeah, so obviously Bender and the other robots that are obviously robots are robots, right?
Okay.
But Bender originally was a bending unit. He's supposed to be bending metal or whatever. Calculon, was he made to be an actor on that show?
I don't know if Calculon was designed to be an actor or just sort of came into, fell into it.
Same way that Bender is not spending his time bending, he's spending his time doing other stuff.
Actually, speaking of the Canadarm, we keep talking about the Canadarm on this show. According to the Futurama wiki, Calculon began life humbly as a motorized service arm, but he was later offered acting talent through a deal with the robot Devil.
Yeah, so here's the thing on Hedonism Bot. I don't know a lot about his backstory, but because it seems like most of the robots in Futurama, like, were made for a purpose and then may have strayed from that purpose. And because they're so, a lot of the robots we see are so sort of made in the image of humans, like they end up having human jobs, like being a space delivery person or an actor on a soap opera. I have to think the Hedonism Bot was not made to be Hedonism Bot. You know, it wasn't made like, we're going to make a Hedonism Bot, and from day one, it's going to be bolted to this big lounge chair and have arms and feed itself grapes and do all this stuff. Even if he was, though, I have to think, if you made that kind of robot, what is the purpose of this robot? Is it like a protocol droid, but it's like meant to entertain people?
He has no arms or legs and is just serviced by his little chair that he's on.
Yeah, but I don't know if those arms like are not under his control. Or are under his control just because they're part of the chair.
Right, right. They could all be part of him.
Right, it's but true. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Hedonism Bot did not start his life in this way. That Hedonism Bot started as something else in the same way that, you know, Calculon started as whatever, a robot arm, and Bender was a bending robot. The Hedonism Bot did not start off this way, but because of the same way Bender's, you know, attitude in life led him to not spend all his day bending, and Calculon's, you know, acting chops got him into the world of acting, that Hedonism Bot is just the kind of person who, like, this is the life he wanted for himself, and eventually, perhaps through either accident or intentional modification, ended up as Hedonism Bot. So I'm sort of making up backstory for Hedonism Bot that I don't know, but it just seems like in universe that there's no purpose to make this particular robot in this way, but I could totally see a robot ending up like this. And in that case, it's like saying, it's the case we said before, like, you were a robot that used to just be a full robot, but you're not able to do the things that you used to do, either through age or your legs fall off or you self-modified to be like this. You didn't just want to lounge around.
That's my headcanon about Hedonism Bot, is that he got the hedonism program or it emerged from him as the embodiment of hedonism, and he decided to modify himself to reach this ultimate hedonistic state where he's carried around on his robot chair and fed grapes and things like that, and that he doesn't want to have even the arms and legs so that he can move around. He wants to just recline for all time.
Right.
And so a regular robot became the object of hedonism.
Yeah, so I think Hedonism Bot is a robot. He's just a robot who is ended up in a very strange place in life, as many people do, but it doesn't make you stop being a person. And I'm pretty sure he started life as a robot, and he is still a robot now, even though he has modified himself or been modified or whatever to become the bot that we know and love as Hedonism Bot.
Robot or not.